You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
And it's the sports, serious. Sportsman. Sportsman from way back.
Do you know, when I'm at home and I do this and I hear that tune, I think, get rid of it.
No,
get
don't
do
it.
I'm actually feeling it, aren't you?
It's all right.
I still hate it. No. Right.
Well, I'll turn it off. So what's happening in sports,
well,
Rob?
Do you know, I was actually saying off air, it wasn't till the other day that I realised the league is back on. That's how much I've been paying attention, really.
Right. Now, what do you mean by the league?
Do you mean the Warriors? Yeah, the Warriors are back on. They played three games. Unfortunately, they played last night against the Bulldogs and they lost 24-12.
And where are we at in the season at the moment?
Well, three games. The Warriors have lost two and won one. They're 14th.
Okay. So,
but, you know, they seem to do this every year at the start of the season. Do you know what I mean? So, I actually love Warriors supporters. A couple of weeks ago when the Nines was on, I finished the show here on a Saturday, caught the train home. There was a whole load of them coming back from the Nines. The Warriors had lost every game and they were upbeat. They were fun. I had a bit of a chat to them. They were good.
And they were all right. They were fine. These are the underdog supporters, aren't they? So they're not going to be full of bravado of a winning team,
they're consistently inconsistent.
We're okay.
Really. And it's
so
like
are
me.
You.
It's like me being in England and Tottenham supporter. Very rarely do we win. And when we do, we grasp it and we love it. But we're used to losing.
Yeah. Are you going to talk about the football now?
Now the cricket.
Right. I think we might be all out.
Oh, New Zealand, South Africa, second test.
Yep. We've been getting texts coming through. We've got a
first
text here.
A
yeah, Black Caps going down the gurgler. This one says. Seven down with
down the
72.
Down the toilet.
So South Africa have one more innings.
Down the plug hole, innit? Down the plug hole without a paddle.
First one was a draw. That was due to the weather, I believe.
Yeah, and it looked like we were maybe going to win that one.
Oh, really?
Well, we had like a day to get like 200 and something runs, if my memory serves.
I don't know, like New Zealand, to me, like a little while ago, they were beating everybody and they were playing really well.
We're not that good in tests, though, usually. Normally it's not the one day as we're better at.
Why? How come? Why is it better at hitting it?
The shorter... Bish bash bosh sort of cricket.
Yeah, rather than a long,
the long game.
I personally love test matches. It's like a game of chess. It really is like a game of chess.
Yeah,
and even when it's a draw,
it's like when you watch a game of chess, you go, "This is just like a game of cricket."
Exactly, test cricket. No, I've been to a couple of draws, 5 days of draw, and I've loved it. People can't understand that.
Yeah,
but it's a better game. T20 when it first came out, I didn't really like it, but I think it's quite good because it's affected all the different sort of like one dayers and test matches. People go out and have a go.
New Zealand 171 all out.
Oh, so how many South Africa have to get?
80.
All
right. How is South Africa doing? Are they good?
Yeah, good. Right. They're very good.
Too good.
They're very good. Does your I think we talked about this before. Do you get grief at home with the South African sport?
Paul is a New Zealander and he's married a South African. So,
when you get home, she goes, aha, we beat your cricket.
She doesn't even know that the cricket's on.
Oh, you're lucky, man.
Yeah,
you're lucky.
Doesn't care.
You're lucky. Right, football. Now, the other week, I was actually slagging off Leicester
City. Doesn't care
about
me.
Doesn't care. I'm here.
Doesn't care about me.
Is it okay if I go and do the show on Saturday? Yeah,
what?
I don't care.
She actually thinks you're gardening. She thinks you're out there doing a little weeding.
Please get out. Oh, anyway. You're at the show. Oh, you do a radio show. I never knew. Don't care.
I mean, I'm laughing, but.
Sorry, man.
It's true.
All that therapy, it's just gone now. Right. Last week or the other week, I was actually taking the mickey out of Leicester City because I said, they did really good last year, they cracked this year. I mean, they're not doing very good in the league, but they're actually in the quarterfinals of the Champions League. Their next game is against Atletico Madrid, and they're just doing it again, playing real rubbish in the league, but still playing well in Champions League. And, like, good luck to them. I think, in the quarterfinals, I think they might win it.
Leicester City.
I think Leicester might beat Atletico Madrid, so yeah.
Yeah, and now Leicester's in the UK and Madrid's in Spain. Is that right?
So yeah, well, I can tell you've travelled.
Okay, yeah, all right. Well, no, I was just wondering what was going on. It's obviously like a home game. It's like Europe, it's a pan kind of
Champions League
country.
Is like all over Europe. And
right. Anywhere,
I don't know what's going to happen with Brexit, whether they'll still do it.
Play football.
Well, no, because it's all European. And England won't be in Europe anymore. Or the UK.
You could stick it to them. Say like, nah, sorry. Yeah, I know. Well, it doesn't matter.
Oh, I don't even want to think about that. Really annoys me, actually, that Brexit.
Is it going to affect you, Rob?
No, ideologically. I would have voted to stay in, personally.
Of course, I wouldn't
expect anything. People would. But it will affect me in some ways because of the football. It'll affect the Premier League because all of a sudden these players... you know what it's like. You go backwards and forwards, and that's not going to happen.
They'll bring in some kind of rule, so that doesn't affect them.
Football. Well, if they do,
they
that,
will.
Yeah.
Because like it'll be too much
money involved.
Yeah,
sponsorship.
Yeah.
Just the last thing on sport football. The only real big game this week. There's lots of games going on, but it's Man City Liverpool, which will be a big game. The top five is Chelsea, Spurs, Man City, Liverpool and Arsenal.
Spurs are number two.
Spurs are number two. Yeah, Chelsea are away with it. They're about 12, 13 points ahead. So, right.
All right. Okay, now then, have we got? So, you've got your Casio tone.
Yep. Brought spring lugged in on the bus.
Yeah.
Thanks for that again.
That's all right.
And, all right, I guess Paul wants you.
Sorry, plug myself in. There we go.
Okay, well. It's all been about the Dingles this week. It's been building up and building up, and Debbie Dingle has returned.
Debbie Dingle,
the bad girl of Emmerdale. She's been away for a while.
She's been in prison.
She's been on maternity leave.
She's had another little baby.
Nice one, thank you very much.
But in the show, she went to France. She'd had enough of the village, had to get away.
Went to France
to go and work at a garage, and she just appeared. She just appeared last week, driving into the village.
I'm just swinging at a garage.
I should actually say
she run the garage back in Emmerdale.
Right,
she's a mechanic.
Yeah.
Her dad is Kane Dingle, like the bad boy of Emmerdale and all that. And anyway, you see she's come back with her kids in the car. Her car breaks down. She gets Kane to pick her up. She gets home and says, I have to go back to the car. I've got 50,000 euros in the boot. He's gone, what?
Really?
So they drive back to the car. Police have opened the back and they've got the money, right? So she's like, oh no, I've lost my money. And in the meantime, these two heavies that worked at the garage where she stole the money from, gets a bit complicated, they've gone to the house, they've gone to the farm where she'd left her two kids.
French heavies?
They were working for a French bloke, her boss, and his name was Hugo. I thought that was real bad writing, really. Hugo Boss. Come on.
But anyway, you got the in-joke, Rob. They wrote that one for you.
Exactly for me. But anyway, these two heavies kidnapped her kids and said, right, we need 50,000, otherwise you never see your kids
50,000 euros?
No, well, they said euros or pounds, so it was brilliant. I very rarely laugh at TV these days, but the Dingles said, right, we've got to help Debbie out, get this money. So they come up with this scheme, and her mum, Charity, she went to the vets and she got a anal tranquilizer gun with some ketamine in it. I don't know why she did that, but they went to the White's house, who live in the big manor house, stole her passport, went to her bank, and Charity put a wig on and pretended to be Chrissy White, went into the bank and drew £50,000 out. And then she accidentally stabbed herself with the animal thing, and she injected ketamine into her. So she got the money out. And then she walked out and she was like tripping balls. And then all of a sudden she's gone, it's a bit of acting here. I can see unicorns. I can see horses. And they threw her in the back of the car, drove off. They threw her in the boot. She was like making a complete idiot out of herself. Drove off, and they did the big handover with the 50 grand to get Debbie's kids back. but then they've
so
everything
already there, and then no one ended up with anything.
No,
no, they're back to the status quo. Everyone's back.
Oh no, they weren't on the show, but maybe they may be next week.
Yeah, but all the money's gone.
The money is gone. They've given the money, and then all of a sudden, this Chrissy's found out. She's gone. I never took $50,000 out. Phoned the police up, and anyway, the Dingles had. They had to get the passport back in the house. It was fantastic. Got to see it.
Do you reckon they'll get away with it?
Oh, they have got away with it because the cops turned up and they said, "Well, here's your passport, like." Well, there's no crime here.
Mm.
You've signed it. That's your signature. Because
case closed.
Case closed. I mean, we won't look at the security footage in the bank.
No, they did. But Charity had a wig on.
Oh, wig on. Just
she had a wig on.
Very convincing blonde wig.
Can I? Yeah. Right. So that was it. It was brilliant. So
all right. Thank you, Paul. You can stop right, playing now.
Unplug me.
I'd like to see if I can play a little tune here. Cool. So, yeah, if you got a chance, watch it. Freeview, I think, does it as
is
well.
Is that right?
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.